Now this morning I'm going to tell you a story first, a very small illustration.
今天早上我要讲一个很简短的一件事。
You know, last week I received a letter from my insurance man.
上个礼拜我接到了这个保险公司给我一封信。
Some of you might already guess.
我想各位都已经猜到是什么回事。
That letter doesn't contain much information save for one subject only.
那封信主要只讲一件事。
And my insurance man knows us, so he is quite a personal letter.
对，那封信因为我们的因为我们的保险经纪人是我们蛮熟的，所以是好像是一个信的。
And he reminded us how bad the earthquake was in San Francisco 2 weeks ago.
在那里提醒我们在两个礼拜之前，在三藩市的地震是多么糟糕。
And he in that letter he said we are offering the earthquake insurance coverage now.
所以他现在我说我们现在开始有地震险了。
And now, how many of you received those letters from your insurance man recently?
有多少人收到这样的信？
One? Only one? Well, maybe some of us should change insurance company, right? How many of you received those letters?
Yeah.
Really, only one? Elder Shea is the only one, and I received those letters? That's incredible. They didn't do a very good job.
Yeah, 结果我们只有两位收到这样的信，那个他们这个保险公司实在做得不够好。
Maybe Elder Shea and I will be the only two who understand why I speak this message today.
也许今天只有谢长老跟我了解我们今天为什么要讲这个。
You know, I gave a thought to that letter.
我看了一封信，我想了一下。
It really reminds me of something that I never thought about.
实在是让我想提醒我一件这样事情我很少想到的。
You know, most of us has put our security, that is money, into our houses.
我们常常把很多的钱放在我们的房子上面。
And we think that should be our safe hold.
我想那个地方就是应该是我们的最安全的地方。
And if anything doesn't grow, the house will grow and it should gather up money for retirement, right?
若是别的东西不涨的话，至少我的房子可以涨价，让我可以安安心心的退休。
What if there is an earthquake right underneath my house?
如果就在我的房子底下就马上是地震开来了。
The whole thing will be disappearing.
整个就完了。
In a very short moment.
非常非常短的时间之
内。And you know, I thought about the insurances for fires and for earthquake. There is a difference.
我常常想到在火险跟地震险的确是有一个很大的不一样。
On fire insurance, you don't have to buy the whole value of your house for premiums.
在保火险的时候你不需要买整个你财的整个的价值。
Because your foundation will be there even there's a fire.
因为即使是火烧了之后你的根基还在那里。
So you have to buy about 75% of your house values for fire insurance.
所以你大概可以需要买大概 75% 的那个房价。
But for earthquake, you might have to buy 100% because the foundation will be gone once it happens.
但是当地震的话呢连这个地基可能都完了。
And that's quite a scary thought, isn't it?
所以相当的可怕。
You know, I met Brother Xu Hua, Brother Robert Xu a few days ago.
前两天碰到徐华弟兄。
Remember he was in his sermon, gospel meeting saying, don't everybody come to California because there shall be earthquake and the California, the whole half will be dropping into Pacific Ocean.
记不记得他曾经在我们中间福音聚会的时候说不要再到加州来了因为加州一半都会地震都会到海里去。
Of course he was kidding because he himself is here now.
当然他是开玩笑因为他现在他自己也在这里。
And I asked him about that saying, how about the earthquake?
所以我就问他那么地震怎么办呢、啊、
He said, the house is gone, the earth is still there.
他说没关系房子没有了这个地还在那里。
But then you see, we have some thought that, you know, the earthquake from San Francisco really caught us thinking on a lot of things.
这次三藩市的大地震实在让我们想到一些事情。
And people said the earthquake was felt from San Francisco to San Bernardino.
有人说在此地的San Bernardino 那里也能够感觉到那次的地震。
And I think it's felt even more than the physical tremble.
但是那个感觉不只是身体上知道它在震动。
Our hearts are troubled sometimes.
我们的心也受到了震撼。
And I should also take this opportunity to thank so many of you who prayed for us while we were on our trip to San Francisco.
我趁这个机会也要谢一谢，在我们正好去三藩市的时候，有那么多弟兄姊妹们为我们祷告。
I guess some may call us lucky that we didn't get San Francisco on time.
有些人会说，也许你很幸运，你正好没有赶到那个时候到三藩市。
That day I was for some reason tarrying that didn't leave on time.
那天我就在这边，好像很多事情就忙着，就没办法能够准时出发。
We set ourselves to leave about 10 o'clock, but we didn't. do that until 11.
我们预备是要十点钟出发的，结果十一点之后才走。
And when the earthquake happened, we were somewhere in Livermore.
我们正在这地震的时候，我们刚刚好开到 Livermore 那里。
And we approaching the city, approaching San Mateo Bridge.
我们快要到这个San Mateo 那个桥那里。
And all of a sudden, I realized the traffic slowed down awfully slow.
我突然间觉得好像那个车子突然一下慢很多。
Well, I think many of you know the San Francisco area and knowing that all things are merged into several bridges before you go into a city.
所以我相信各位知道三藩市那边的话，都知道很多很多的大家那个车通都集中在几个桥那里过桥进城。
And since we couldn't get through the bridge, my wife gave me a very good advice to go out to fill up gas.
那么既然我们反正那里挤得很嘛，我们就说好，那我们我太太就说让我们就下去加油好了。
And you know, when we come out from the entrance of the bridge, we circled around, find several gas stations closed up by, well, even with the yellow line, the police line, closing them up.
但是我们这里下来绕来绕去的时候，发现有好几家加油站的不办油了，甚至有的呢还有这个警察在那里根本就是挡住，好像出事一样。
And we couldn't find gas.
我们在那里就根本找不到加油站要可以给我们油的。
The whole hour to fill up the car. Not that a gas tank is so big, huh?
结果我们花了整整一个钟头才加到油，并不是说我们的这个加油的这个我们油箱有多大。
So we went back to San Mateo Bridge again.
所以我们又再回到路上再要过桥。
This is about 6:30 now.
那个时候差不多已经六点半了。
And the traffic still doesn't move.
那个时候这个车子还是在那根本动不了。
So,I saw several cars just stop and the driver came out of the car.
有些车干脆停下来那个开车的人都下来了。
And I saw some car that it's getting dark, by 7 o'clock getting dark, and some car was backing up.
那些很奇怪就是那时候已经差不多天黑了，然后就看到有的前面的车啊在向后退，在 freeway 上面向后退。
It is a strange thing to see somebody backing up from a highway, isn't it?
很奇怪，就是在 freeway, 在这个 highway 上面看到居然有人在那里向后退，这是很奇怪的事情。
And then I saw a few cars just making a U-turn and coming toward us with headlights shining toward us.
甚至有几个车子干脆就在那里啊，就打了一个大转弯，正对着那个车灯正对着我们往反方向开。
So I rolled down the window and asked the guy who was out of the car.
所以我就把窗子摇下来问隔壁那个人。
Now I thought about it, I felt I was so stupid.
我现在想想看，我觉得那个时候我实在是好像笨得不得了。
I asked him, why is everybody stopping here?
我说为什么这个车子这么样，大家都停在这里不走啊？
And he said, oh, they're checking the San Mateo Bridge.
他们说哦，因为他们现在在检查那一个桥。
You know, he gave me a valid reason for a question I didn't really, well, then I had to ask the second question.
然后这时候我还是搞不懂，所以我要再问第二个问题。
I said, why?
我说为什么要检查呀？
By that time he realized I didn't know there was an earthquake.
到那个时候他就知道我们根本不知道在那曾经有过地震。
And some third guy is trying, still couldn't believe I didn't hear it, and he tried to answer a legitimate question saying, yeah, I heard it on the radio.
第三个人赛事也大概他不能相信我们连地震都不晓得，于是他就想照着我们这个照着常规这样来回答我们这个问题，说因为我在radio 上听到的，所以他们把
桥停下来。And I had to ask what frequency. By that time, every station was carrying the message.
我还要问说你是哪一个电台啊？他说每一个电台都是在讲这个。
I felt so stupid.
我觉得好笨。
I'm probably the only one on earth, the last one on earth to realize there's an earthquake.
我大概那个时候是全世界上最后一个人知道在那里有个大地震。
But then, you know, we decided we should go back.
那个时候我们就决定我们该要回头走。
Actually, we stay over at Livermore.
那个时候我们就那天晚上我们就住在 Livermore.
At my relative's place.
住在我们亲戚家里。
And he said when the earthquake happened, he was taking a shower.
他说他正在地震的时候他正在洗澡。
He said he didn't even have time to dry himself up and just grab something and came out of the shower.
他说那个时候他根本连擦干都来不及，赶快抓了毛巾就跑出来了。
And his mother, my grandpa's sister, she was an old age.
我的姑婆年纪很大，也住在那里。
She said I felt that I had a dizziness and I thought that, oh no, the flu attacks me again.
他说他那时候他突然间觉得很头很晕，他说哎呀糟糕，我这个感冒没好又回来了，这个头晕。
And he almost fell onto the ground.
差不多就 摇到地下了。
Well, you know, when I was staying there in those days in San Francisco,
那几天我们留在三藩市。
Everything is kept, every radio station, TV, 24 hours carrying those informations.
那个时候整个所有的电台所有的这个电视台都是在讲这件事情那几天。
The whole city, maybe the whole country was concerned about the earthquake.
那整个城市也许是整个国家都在那里关心这件事情。
7.0 is not a small tremor.
这个七级的地震不是很小。
And you see so many human lives was lost.
你看到这么多人死去。
And the city was in total darkness.
那个时候很多很多地方完全没有电是黑的。
I later on met a brother who said he was also a guest in a hotel in downtown San Francisco.
后来我又碰到一位弟兄，那时候他正好在旧金山的城中心，在那里住在一个旅馆里头。
I guess they tried to maintain the bus schedule.
那个时候他们就尽量希望在城里头能够还有公共汽车能够开。
So he was able to take a bus into the city.
所以他能够坐 bus 到了城里。
But when he came off the bus, the whole city is a pitch dark.
但是他到了城里的时候，整个城市漆黑一片。
The only light is the traffic, the cars are passing by.
只有车灯，整个城里面只有车灯是亮的。
And you see the light sweeping when they make a corner, sweeping by you.
在那时候，你看到那个他车子转弯的时候，那个灯就这么样扫过来。
Revealing the shadow, the different odd things, a different shape onto the wall.
那时候他就看到各式各样的阴影影子，就这样子反射出来。
I guess they had a early Halloween.
哦，他们大概是有一个提早到的万圣节。
So scary.
很可怕。
He said, even I'm a Christian and a very strong Christian. Actually, he's a pastor.
那位弟兄他是其实是一位传道人，他说我是一个算蛮坚强的一个基督徒。
But I felt the creepy things coming into my, behind my back.
但是他那时候就感觉到那时候觉得好像非常的可怕，非常恐怖。
People cannot trust anybody.
在那里好像人就不能够再信任别人。
You don't want to see people approaching you because you don't know who he is.
因为你那时候不太敢看别人过来的时候你有点害怕，不知道他要做什么。
And we heard in a report that they did have crimes, mugging, and all kind of criminal activities in the darkness.
而且我们的确也听到在这样黑暗里面有各式各样犯罪行为也都有了。
You also heard that people are stranded in the high-rise condominium.
我想你们也知道有些人在那个高楼上面就在那下不来。
Some old people just couldn't come down. They didn't have food in the refrigerator. Yeah,
有些年纪大的根本就是自己走不下来。
The electricity was not recovered.
又没有电，又吃的东西也没有。
And there was no gas.
也没有火。
I guess the whole life was in a shambles.
突然一下子，这整个生活，整个大乱。
And when we came back to California, to Southern California.
甚至当我们一路回来的时候。
I read the old newspaper that was piled up.
那个时候在回到家里看这前两天的旧报。
And one of the LA Times had a special issue saying earthquake, San Francisco earthquake.
我们那个报上有一个特别一个 section, 它是专门讲到这一件事。
In 15 seconds, everything's gone.
在15秒之内，所有事在那里整个没有了。
You know, my relative said he saw the building moving this way and that way.
我亲戚跟我说。我的亲戚说他看到那个大楼就这么样子摇来摇去，他看得吓死了。
If that would increase for 10 more seconds, I think many, many more things would come down.
如果这个震再震10秒钟，那所有的楼大概都要下来。
Then a week later, we found some survivors.
差不多一个礼拜之后呢，我们又看到有人呢居然还活着。
I think the name Mr. Helm is known to everybody.
我相信那位在那个桥底下活着出来的那个人大家现在都知道。
On and on, everybody thought about this earthquake.
但这我们就实在是没有办法停止，一直会想到这件地震的事情。
Then the word of God came to me.
然后神向我这样说话。
There's a verse I'd like to share with you, everybody, with Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音第24章。
Chapter 24, verses from 3rd to 7.
马太福音第24章。
Let's read it together. Let's read it a little bit.Verses from 3rd to 7th. Please, let read it together, everybody.
我们一起读。
Okay, now. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, let's read in Chinese and English both.
好，马太23章第3节。
Now, and as he...
24章3节, I'm sorry.
Now, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives,The disciples came upon him privately, saying, Tell us, where shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming? And of the end of the age?
耶稣回答说你们要谨慎
Take heed that no man deceive you,
免得有人迷惑你
们 For many shall come in my name,
因为将来有好些人冒我的名来说我是基督
And ye shall hear
并且要迷惑许多人
of wars and rumors of war,
你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声总不要惊慌因为这些事是必须有的
But the end is not yet,
只是末世还没有到民要攻打民国要攻打国
kingdom against kingdom,
多处必有饥荒
and there shall be famine and pestilence,
这都是灾难的起头
in various places. The Lord talked about earthquakes.
在这里神说到了地震
Then the Lord revealed to me there's a difference between earthquake and all other disasters.
那时候神又再一次提醒我地震跟别的其他的灾祸不太一样
Now what are the differences of earthquake and other disasters?
有什么不一样呢
Earthquake is the only thing that we talk about here that does not need a human agent, human hand.
因为这里是在说到这个打地震是没有人好没有任何人为的因素在里面
By human zealous or they cannot prevent it or enhance it.
也没有办法因为是人的关系能够把它加强或者把它减弱
We know there are wars because of their people.
我们知道那里有战争呢实在是因为人的关系
Because of the hatred they harbor, they want to kill each other.
因为在他们中间有仇恨他们想要彼此杀害
Now you might say if we can do away with the hatred, they will not fight.
你可以说如果我们现在开始如果没有恨的话那么他就不会有战争了
But the earthquake has nothing to do with hatred.
但是地震跟这个仇恨毫无关系
Earthquake has nothing to do with human agents.
而这个地震是完全没有人的因素在里面。
And you might talk about that, they have pestilence, that they have famines.
也许你说那里有饥荒。
Now we can send food to somebody.
也许我们可以把食物送过去。
If people have enough kindness.
如果大家能够有这样的爱心。
But earthquake has nothing to do with this.
而地震就跟这个毫无关系。
When it happened, it happened.
当一发生的时候它就发生了。
It doesn't take even long time.
而且不需要很长的时间。
You can even see a war.
你可以在那里看到一个战争在你前面。
In fact, a war such as a Korean War or a Vietnam War carries tens of years.
而比如说像韩战或者越战都是那么几十年那么打下来。
You can flee away from it if you cannot fight it.
如果你没办法打的话你可以逃。
But when the earthquake happened, you have no way to flee.
但是当地震来到的时候你逃都没办法逃。
It happened so soon, in 15 seconds, everything is over, done.
因为那么快就在15秒钟之内一切都已经过去了。
It's so fast.
实在是太快。
And, you know, these days, the publisher is trying to put a book together called 15 Seconds.
这一阵子有人想要把出这样的书叫做15秒钟。
All the newspaper, all the agencies were trying to put the best picture they took in those days to commemorate, to memorize this, to remember this disaster.
这些记者这些人都希望能够把这些图片资料都放在一起来纪念这件事。我很想能够有一本这样的书。
I think it will give us a lot of information that we should remember.
因为我相信这本书是给我们很大的资料跟警惕。
Then you know the earthquake is something that happened universally.
你知道在地震实在是在全世界上都有的。
At the past, I thought earthquake only happens in a certain belt or a different fault.
有的时候我以前在过去我一直以为地震只会发生在地球上某几个区而已。
But we were reminded after the earthquake, 2 days later in China, there was also great earthquake.
我相信各位一定都知道就在那个旧金山地震之后在中国大陆也又有地震。
And earthquakes everywhere in Mexico,Everywhere.
在墨西哥在各个地方每一个地方都有可能
Texas, everywhere.
在德州到处都有
We do not know where there's no fault
我们实在是不知道到底什么地方是真正是安全 没有断层的地方
I guess the Lord intend to tell us this is a universal thing
我相信神是这样告诉我们这是世界上每个地方都有的
It happens in this country
在这个国家有
in China
在中国也有
in Asia
在亚洲也都是一样
in Europe everywhere
在欧洲都是一样
This is some disaster we cannot get away from
这是一个灾祸是我们没有办法逃得了的
And then you know the Lord reminded us this earthquake and other disasters are a reminder for his coming
而神又在告诉我们这个地震跟其他很多的灾祸都是一个提醒我们知道他要马上要再来的事情
That the Lord is coming.
因为神他要再回来
If we are not paying attention to anything what the Bible says at least we cannot get away from the earthquake
我们如果在圣经上跟别的事情上不专心的话但是我们对地震这件事情没有办法不注意
If so many people did not even have a slightest clue what the Bible talked about man's sin
若是人对于这个圣经上所提到说到人有罪这些事情是一点都不知道的话。
It's so much that the people on the earth didn't have any idea of God and his plan of salvation.
即使这世上的人对神跟他的救恩是一点都不知道的话。
If on earth nobody cared about anybody else.
若是在地上也没有哪一个人真的是那么样关怀别人。
At least he cared about his own life.
至少他会关怀到自己。
And when he sees these things happening, he's got to think.
因为当他看到这样的事情地震发生的时候一定是要让他再仔细思想。
In fact, Mariano told me it's a lot easier to talk about the Lord after the earthquake.
杨弟兄告诉我在地震之后呢他跟别人传福音就容易得多了。
You know, so many thoughts came to me because of this earthquake.
我因为这阵地震我想到了很多。
I'm only sharing with you what you might have also thought about.
我跟各位谈到这些事各位我想也都想到的。
You know, first I thought about security. What is security?
我第一个想到安全什么是我们的安全
Well, we did go into San Francisco after the earthquake.
那么在那天的地震之后呢第二天我们的确又再进城了。
They did examine the bridge San Mateo.
他们的确又再把那个桥再仔细的检查一下。
And declared it was safe.
他们就说那个桥是安全的了。
For people to go into San Francisco and etc.
所以那就让人开始进去过那个桥。
But let me tell you, the next day when my wife and I traveled into the city,
可是当第二天我们刚刚过那个桥进到城里
free of the bridge, I felt that the bridge was so long.
那天我在桥上走的时候我突然觉得那个桥好长好长。
I was in San Mateo Bridge before, I never had that feeling that the bridge was so long.
这是第一次我们过那一条桥的时候觉得那个桥怎么那么长。
It seemed to be endless.
好像怎么样都过不完一样。
Strange thought came to my mind.
而那时候我开始胡思乱想。
I said, if there should be an earthquake.
如果我相信在那若是有一次再来一个余波的时候再震起来。
And the bridge should be broken down before me.
如果在那个前面就那个桥就在我前面就断开。
My goodness, I'm going into sea.
我就马上就要掉到海里面去。
I'm getting to the Pacific Ocean pretty soon.
我就马上掉到太平洋里去。
Oh, no.
我说不不不不。
Protect my head, don't think that way.
说主啊你保守我的思想让我不要这样子胡思乱想。
I was saying, praise the Lord, thank you, Lord. I couldn't help it, I had to say something.
那时候我没有办法我只好在那里一直在那里祷告神一直在那里赞美神。
You know, the day seems to be gloomier that morning.
那天早上也觉得好像整个就不太对劲儿。
The wind seems to be gustier.
那天的那风吹得又特别的强。
The bridge seems to be narrower and fragile.
好像那个桥又特别窄一点而讲得特别弱。
I thought everybody was driving faster too.
我也感觉好像每个人都很想很快的过那个桥。
I guess everybody wants to make it before it breaks.
每个人都想在他有发生什么事情之前赶快过去。
What is security that we talk about?
所以我们这里讲到安全，怎么样是安全呢
？The bridge is long enough for me to think several things.
那个桥是足够那么长，我在中间上面想了很多事。
And I finally decided my security should not be in a bridge.
我突然一下我想到，我的安全不应该是建立在这个桥上面。
My security is on my Lord.、Christ.
我的安全是在我的主基督身上。
He is a solid rock.
因为他是那位坚固的磐石。
He forever stands.
因为他永远矗立。
I began to sing and praise him.
我开始在那里赞美，在那里开始唱歌。
I began to shout hallelujah.
我在那里就大喊 hallelujah.
For I remembered in the book of Matthew chapter 7 what the Lord says.
因为我记得在马太福音第七章主怎么样说。
He said so in verses 24 to 27.
因为他那里在24章到27章这样子说。二十四节二十七节这样
说。He said, whosoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken them unto a wise man who built his house upon a rock.
那他说，所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
And 26, and everyone that hears these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man who built his house.Upon the sand.
二十六节又说凡听有这话不去行的好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上。
And the rain descended, and the flood came, and the winds blew, and the earthquake, well, it's not here, I put it in there.
在这里说雨淋水冲风吹地震其实没有地震是临时加进去的。
And it fell.
然后就撞的房子就会倒塌。
Well, I guess many houses in San Marino County did fall.
的确在 San Marino 那个郡里头的确有很多房子倒塌。
And great was the fall of it. 倒塌的很大。
倒塌的很大。
Dear brothers and sisters, what is our security?
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们的安全在哪里？
What do we feel secure about?
我们到底在哪一点上面真正觉得是那么样的保险？
Is this, that we invest in the house?
是不是我们只是在这个房子上面的投资呢？
Or is it that we invested in the bank notes?
还是我们在那里在存把钱存在银行里呢？
But the Lord tells us all these things are like sinking sand.
但是神告诉我们，这所有一切都好像那个沙一样。
These are not the security we have.
因为这个不是我们的保险。
You talk about that you're building your family estate.
有时候你说到我在给我的给我的家人给他们有很好的预备。
But one day you find that your family is not there.
但是呀，哪一天你突然下发现，糟糕，你的家人没有在那里，不见了。
So you said, no, we should build a family before a family estate.
所以说，哎呀呀，也许不这样，也许不应该先为他们准备钱财，应该先把他们建立好。
And you took care of your children, send them only to the best school that you can afford.
于是你就好好的把自己的孩子带大，把送他们去好好的学校。
And one day you found that they're gone.
但是哪一天，突然间你发现他们不见了，他们走了。
And this morning I had the privilege to taking a few elderly brother and sister in my car to the church.
今天早上我有幸能够带几位年长的弟兄姊妹来聚会。
And they told me great things I didn't even imagine to be my sermon, part of my sermon.
他们告诉了我一些事情，我实在是觉得是很宝贵。
They told me that their houses when they were young, they were small.
他们说我们年轻的时候呢，房子很小。
When they had a larger family, the houses grew too.
于是呢，等到孩子多了，于是房子也变大了。
And when the kids are gone away, they come into a smaller house again.
然后孩子们走了，所以他们的房子再缩小一点。
And they said, brother, we don't care about how big or small the houses are.
所以他说，弟兄啊，我们根本不在乎房子大一点小一点。
A very small condominium or apartment is good enough for us.
因为一个很小的一个小小的房子，对我们来讲已经够了。
As long as I have the Lord Jesus with me.
只要我有主耶稣与我一起。
Hallelujah!
Amen! Hallelujah!
You know, these are our brother and sister who is honest.
这是我们的亲爱的弟兄姊妹，因为他们是在主面前诚实。
They don't have to say these to please me.
他不是说这些事情来让我高兴。
I guess these are their testimony.
因为这是他们自己的见证。
With the Lord with them, and they are happy as can be.
因为只要有主在一起，那他们就最快乐。
The Lord has given them health.
神给他们住处。
The Lord has given them joyous heart.
神给他们在心里面的那个喜乐。
He has given them the sure foundation of salvation.
因为在那里给他们有在那里救恩的稳固的根基。
They know who they believe.
他们知道他们相信的是谁。
And trusting that he can save them to the uttermost.
而相信的也能够保守他直到那日。
These are our security.
这是我们的保险。
Isn't it so?
是不是？
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.Then you know, the second thought it came to me that how should I look at a disaster?
我又再一次想到，若是有灾难来到的时候，我该怎么办？
You know, many of a Christian, maybe I should be, I was part of it too.
有很多基督徒，也许也包括我在内。
When I look at the earthquake, this magnitude, and the city of San Francisco,
当我看到这样大的地震，看到像三藩市这样的城，
I guess many people will say, hey, this is what the Lord is doing.
也许有的人说，啊，你看，这是神在做事。
Because they said, after all, San Francisco is where the homosexual and AIDS come out from.
有的人说，你看三藩市这样子，就是这个艾滋病啊，这个同性恋这个人，这些地方从那里出来的。
Isn't what God's punishments are?
你说这是不是神在那里惩罚他们呢？
But I guess we were wrong, or we are being reprimanded by God's word, by the Lord's word.
我相信我们错的，因为神在这里要指正我们。
I want you to turn to chapter 13 of Luke.
我们看路加福音第十三章。
And verses 4 and 5.
十三章第四节跟第五节。
They were telling the Lord about an incident that was a disaster to some. About the Galilean. Verse 2.
第十三章第二节。但是那里说耶稣说你们以为这些加利利人比众加利利人更有罪。
And because their sacrifices were mixed with their blood.
因为那个时候，因为比拉多使加利利人的血掺杂在他们的祭物中间。
Now verses 4 and 5, what does the Lord say?
这里主在第四节跟第五节说什么呢？
Well, rather we can start from verse 3.
我们从第三节看起。
The Lord said, I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Or those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them. Think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwell in Jerusalem?I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish.
第三节到第五节。 好，第四第五页，从前希洛亚楼倒塌了，压死十八个人，你们以为那些人比一切住在耶路撒冷的人更有罪吗？我告诉你们，不是的，你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。
The Lord says, no, we shouldn't look at disaster in that way.
主说，不，我们对于这样的 灾祸不能用这种眼光来看。
We do not pass judgment onto other people.
我们不能够来论断别人。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because we are all sinners.
因为我们都是罪人。
I guess the Lord wants us to know that.
我相信主要我们知道这一点。
And the Lord says, the reason that you are remaining, you remain,
这里主说的 你能够存活的原因
is so that you can repent.
所以你可以悔改，是要给你悔改的意思。
The Lord is giving us opportunity to repent.
其实主在这里给我们机会，让我们能够悔改。
They see the people in the tower of Siloam.
从前在希洛亚那个楼倒塌这件事情。
They saw that these 18 people were killed.
他们看到那十八个人在那里压死了。
Now we saw those on the highway 880.
我们也知道在那个880那个桥那里倒塌。
I guess nothing was more terrible.
我相信实在是没有比那个更惨的。
Nothing could be more.
没有比那个更惨的。
They died.
他们都死了。
Many of them.
很多很多的人。
I'm only thanking God for not even more.
我只是感谢主没有压死更多的人。
But you see, I did a calculation before the news was recovered to us.
因为在报道出来之前呢，我们在那里稍微计算了一下。
I look at how much the highways fell.
我们那时候在算说有多长一段那个路倒塌下来。
At least quarter of a mile.
至少有差不多四分之一英里的样子。
And I think by 5 o'clock there should be bumper to bumper.
而在五点钟的时候是正好在那里路上塞满了人。
I think there's a four lane highway.
我相信那是有四条 lane.
And I calculated there should be about 200 cars under there.
我相信在那时候应该有差不多200辆车都在那个底下压倒。
The news later on told us only about 50 cars or even a little bit more.
后来报道是说有大概有50辆车子，也许50多辆。
We had cut the casualty into quarter.
所以在这个伤亡就比我们估计的大概少了四分之三。
But those people are not any more sinners than we are.
但是那些人都不是比我们更有罪。
We are sinners, all of us.
因为我们都是罪人。
Who can stand before the Lord?
谁能够在神面前站立？
Who can claim his righteousness?
谁能够说他是公义的？
I guess those of them who claim before the earthquake shall not do so.
我相信那些人在地震之前这样子说的人，你没办法再这样说。
Or even while they were boasting about their righteousness.
或者是他们在那里在那为了他们的公义而在那里夸口。
Suddenly the sky fell.
突然一下天塌了。
And they shall boast no more.
而他们就没有办法再自夸。
We are all sinners.
我们都是罪人。
We are born sinners.
我们都是生来就是罪人。
We don't need to learn to be sinners.
我们不需要去学着去做罪人，我们就是。
It is not like any technology we spend 10-20 years to learn.
不是那个特别的什么高深的技术，我们要花10年20年才去学会的。
The artist, the con artist never need a degree.
那些特别的犯罪的专家都不需要特别的训练。
But I like to remind you myself.
但是我要提醒各位
that I am no better than they are.
但是我比那些人没有更好。
We are sinners.
我们的确是罪人。
I can prove it to you.
我可以证明给你看。
Or I can prove to you that I'm a sinner.
我可以证明给你看我是罪人。
But I don't think you need a proof.
但是我相信你不需要证据就知道。
When the Holy Spirit speaks to you.
当圣灵来向你说话的时候。
When your conscience is bothered.
当你的里面的良心在那里控告的
时候。 When the Lord addresses to your conscience.
当神向你的良心在说话的时候、
oh, you know you're a sinner.
你知道你是罪人。
On that night, I turned to the Lord.
当那天晚上我信主的那天晚上
Some 21 years ago,
差不多21年之前
the Lord has given me a great conviction.
那天晚上主给我一个很深的定罪。
I knew I was a sinner.
我知道我是罪人。
I may be arguing with anybody else when they say that I'm a sinner.
也许有人说我是罪人的时候，我要跟他吵一架。
And I had been doing so for only 6 months or even longer.
也许在那个时候在那个之前的6个月或者更久之前，我都是这样子。
But that night the Lord spoke to me directly.
但是那天晚上神直接向我说话。
I knew I was a sinner.
我知道我是个罪人。
I didn't know what to do with this.
但是我知道我毫无办法。
I'm only being honest before the Lord.
我只是在神面前我诚实。
But why that honesty makes me so painful?
但是为什么这样子的诚实而带来这样大的痛苦呢？
And my heart was pierced.
我的心实在是在那戳穿了。
Honestly, I want to be a holy person.
因为实在是我很愿意做一个圣洁的人。
I want to be a moral person.
我要做一个很有道德的人。
I want to be a good person.
我要做一个好人。
I want to be a decent man.
我要做一个很像样的人。
I want to be a trusted person.
我要一个受人信赖的人。
You see, my standard being dropping all the way.
而我的标准就越来越低。
Even the lower standard I couldn't meet.
即使我自己 所设最低的标准我都没有办法能够做到
I see myself as I am.
因为我那时候看到自己到底是怎么样的从头到尾我看清楚了
I see I'm not clean.
我知道我不洁净
Then what do I do with myself?
而我怎么办呢
I felt if one should commit suicide because he's tired of himself I am the one who have the right
我在说若是有人因为实在是 厌弃自己而想自杀的话我就是那样的人那个时候
Dear brother and sister, dear friend, I saw that. I saw my sinfulness and there was no way out.
在那个时候我实在是看到了这些罪我看到我自己这些罪我就简直没有第二条路出去了。
My whole utopian I was building, I couldn't build anymore.
我整个在脑袋所建造的这个理想国我没有办法再继续建造。
The whole idea, the whole future I tried to build, I couldn't bear to look at again.
我那些我将来美妙的这个未来我在那想要在那建造的我没有办法再看第二眼都不行。
But you see, I tried to be a high school principal.
因为我那时候我的志向是想做一个中学老师 中学校长。
I want to use my goodness, my moral standard to influence other people.
我现在很想用我自己这个高尚的道德用我自己的好的行为来影响年轻人。
I guess I'm using myself as a foundation to build.
我相信在那个时候我是用我自己当作根基来建造
I want to build others with me as a foundation
我要去建造别人用我自己做根基来建造别人
Now the foundation has cracked
而那个时候这个根基是完全被拆毁裂痕有完全裂了
How could I build even more?
那我怎么样能够在这上面再继续建造呢
My life was like a become purposeless
在那个时候我的生命整个就变成毫无意义
That's the deepest wound, deepest hurtWhen I see I'm a sinner and
当我看到我自己是一个罪人而又没有别的办法能够解决的时候那简直是最深最深的痛苦
Praise God somebody came to me and tell me that Jesus is the Savior
赞美主在那时候有人告诉我耶稣基督是救主
Hallelujah I claim the Lord
在那个时候我就称他的名
I said Jesus is the Son of the Living God I believe him
在那个时候我就说 主耶稣 是永生神的儿子我相信他、
oh.I knew he came to me. He became alive to me.
我相信在我就知道在那个时候他来到我这里他就成为那样子活生生的来到我面前。
He came to me and he abides in me.
他来到我面前而且他也住在我的里面。
My burdens are lifted up.
在那个时候我的整个重担都消失了。
All my sins were cast down.On the earth as the water, as the bucket of the water spilled out.
而我那个时候看到我的罪就像那个水泼在地下一样，通通都泼出来。
Even if I want to hold on to my sin, saying, "I'm not a good person. I'm a sinner. I'm a bad man. I can't do it anymore."
在那个时候，即使我想把这个罪想，我再拉回来一点，说，哎呀，我是罪人，我还是这个样子的，我都没办法拉得回来。
I try to apply that uncleanness onto me. It didn't work anymore.
我想要再把那样子的不洁净再放在我身上的时候，我好像不能再那么做了。
For powerful.Is the forgiveness of the Lord.
因为神这样子宽恕的这个大能是那样的大。
The completeness.
是那样子的完全。
Total forgiven.
他完全宽恕我。
Totally forgiven.
完全赦免。
Sins are forgiven as it never had committed.
他赦免到一个地步好像从来你没做过那样的罪。
I was born again.
我那个时候重生了
I was given that new life.
因为我那时候就有一个这样的新生命在我里面
But dear brother and sister One subject I know the most is that I'm a sinner
但是弟兄姊妹们有一样事情我清清楚楚知道我知道我是罪人
I guess that's why I want to tell you that we all need to repent
所以我这时候想告诉各位我们都需要悔改
We need the Lord and His blood
我们需要神跟他的血
To cover us
来遮盖我们
To cleanse us
来洁净我们
By way of our repentance.
由于我们的在主面前的悔改
The salvation is done.
救恩已经成就
But you need to claim it.
但是你需要来这样子来来要来
接受
来接受
How do you claim it?
那你怎么样接受呢
By agreeing to him.
就是跟他同意
By saying that I agree what you said that I am.
就是同意神说我的确就是你所说我那样我就是那样子
In other words, we agree that we are sinners.
就是先要同意，先要说我自己是罪人。
For he who confesses the Lord with his mouth shall be saved.
因为是凡是用口承认的，就是就可以得救。
And the third thought that came to me because of earthquake.
那么第三件事情，我因为地震而到我的脑海里的呢
？Is the factor the time?
就是时间。
Time is short.
时间实在是很短促。
How short it is?
有多短呢？
I don't mean the message. It's been carrying on for 25, 30 minutes now.
我不是说这个讲道有多短。
Time is short, though.
时间实在是太短。
15 seconds enough.
15秒钟已经足够。
Enough to make a difference of life and death.
15秒钟已经足够分生死。
Actually, if you were there at the wrong time, 1 second is too soon.
若是你站在时间正好碰上的话，一秒钟都是很大的差别。
Think of those person who just escaped by a second.
你想想看，那些人就是在那一秒钟之差而逃生的。
I wonder who was the one who just escaped and highway fell on.
我就不晓得那哪几个车子是刚刚好开出去开离开那里而那个桥塌下来。
And there was a comical showing on the TV that the car just went into the ditch and come again.
甚至有一个好像是很奇怪的一个电视上的照出来有一个车子就这么整个一下子下去了然后就再起来。
Who are the lucky ones?
那些人是有多幸运啊。
Are we lucky enough to escape that by 1 second?
我们是不是能够有那么样的幸运能够就这样子千钧一发中间这样子被救出来。
In fact, you know, 15 seconds is shorter than a sinner's prayer.
而事实上您知道吗 ,15 秒钟比一个罪人的悔改的祷告还更短。
I counted yesterday.
我昨天这样子算过
I can repeat it to you.
我可以跟你现在再重新再 来表演一次
Because my wife translating give it 30 seconds
所以你现在看你的表如果因为翻译的关系也许要30秒钟
I'll say it as fast as I can
我用最快的话来说
Here it goes Lord Thank you for your salvation
主我谢谢你给我的救恩
I'm a sinner
我是罪人
I will take your salvation which is freely given to me
我要在这里我白白地接受你给我的救恩
You have died for me on the cross
你为我死
Your blood is enough to cleanse my sin
你的血在这里来洗清我一切的罪
Come live in me, I receive your salvation
来住在我里面我要接受你的救恩
In Jesus name I pray
靠主耶稣基督的名
How long is it?
这里有多少时间呢
How long is it? Oh, I think I did better. But you see, I cut out the part that in the future, we should ask the Lord to lead us our life.
我们刚刚好是30秒钟因为在这里我把那个祷告缩短了我把那个后来主你再继续来管我的这继续来带领我这句话我没有说。
I cut out the part that we realized the Holy Spirit took a bite in our body.
我又没有说是让圣灵来接管我们这个全人。
But would you rather to wait till that 15 seconds happens to you next time?
但是你愿不愿你是不是要等到那最后那15秒钟突然下来到的时候你才做这样的祷告呢?
Or are you willing to say that sinner's prayer now?
还是你愿意在这个时候就做这个罪人悔改的祷告?
To receive him into your life.
来接受他到你的生命里。
Let him save you.
让他来救你。
Well, I guess you can make a short prayer.
也许你可以祷告得很短。
You can even say, Lord, save me. That takes about 2 seconds.
主啊，救我！这个只要两秒钟就说就可以了。
But why do you wait?
但是你为什么要等待
？Is this 15 second make so much difference now, or that 15 second in the future?
现在目前这15秒钟是这么难，是这么难的，跟那15秒钟实在是分别太大。
I guess we have covered enough about the knowledge of salvation.
我相信我们已经讲到救恩的这个知识方面讲了很多。
That we know we are sinners.
我们知道我们是罪人。
And we know our lives are fragile.
我们也知道我们的生命是那样子脆弱。
And we should bank on him rather than anything else.
我们实在是要完全投靠他而不去靠别的。
I also remember our brother Howard once had a very, very close call.
我记得我们的Howard 弟兄有一次有非常非常惊险的一件事情。
For some reason it happened near San Francisco too.
好像也在三藩市附近是吗
?He was in the flight 747.
在那里。
I mean, it was a 747 China Airline flight.
在那里是他正好在华航飞机上面。
And that day, all of a sudden, the airplane just lost the power.
那突然一下子就没有飞机一下子完全没有动力。
Taking a nosedive.
就一直向下降下来。
It was, I think, God's grace that the power the pilot picked up the power again.
对，我相信那是神的恩典。到下来中间，突然一下子，那个眼睛又开始动起来。
At that time, I asked Howard, "How did you feel then?"
我那时候问他，我说那时候你感觉怎么样
？Do you have a time to make an announcement? Hold on, be in peace, everybody. I'm a Christian.
你那个时候有没有时间能够说大家安静，因为我是基督徒
？I want to tell you the salvation of Jesus.
我要告诉你神的救恩。
Of course, he couldn't do that.
我相信他没有时间。
I said, "Howard, what did you do?"
我说你做了什么呢？
I said, did you have time to remember to pray?
我说你那个时候有没有机会去祷告呢
？I guess he told me by that time the physical illness prevents anything to happen.
他说在那个时候他的身体的不舒服，你什么事都做不出来了。
But I guess my brother knows the Lord, and it really doesn't matter.
但是我相信，因为我们的弟兄认识神，所以那个时候没有关系。
He knows where he's going. I know where I'm going. You know where you're going.
因为他知道他要去哪里，我们也知道我们要去哪里。我们都知道我们要去哪里。
I guess some of a non-believer challenged me one day.
有一些不认识不信主的人来向我挑战。
He said, "Well, you believe the Lord, right?"
他说你信主对不对
？I said yes.
我说是啊。
He said, "Tell me those people who are crushed by Highway 880." Are there the same ratio of Christians than the normal ratio, or less?
他说那些在被桥压死的那些人里头，那个基督徒的比例是不是跟平常的一般的基督徒比例是不是一样的
？I guess what he want. I guess I understood what he asked me that question.
我相信他，我了解他为什么这样子问。
He trying to point out is it in vain to believe in the Lord or not?
因为他要想要知道你这个信主不信主没有什么不一样，到时候一样遭受一样的命运。
But let me tell you, there's a great difference.
但是我告诉各位，这个分别之大。
I believe there might be some Christian who died.
我相信在那个桥压的底下有基督徒压死的。
But you know what the differences are?
但是你知道它的不同在哪里吗
？They know where they're going.
因为他们知道他们去哪里。
Even in the short split second of the bridge fell.
Even 甚至就在那里，就那一秒钟之内，当这个桥下来的时候。
It didn't change their course.
因为他们没有改变他们的生命的方向。
They're still going to the Lord.
因为他们实在还是向着神去的。
And I believe they have great joy and great peace.
我也相信他们在那里有极大的喜乐，有极大的平安。
In the presence of the Lord.
因为在神的同在中间。
There is a difference.
的确是有不一样。
And the sinner's prayer, a short prayer, can change it.
而一个罪人的祷告，一个很简单的悔改的祷告，就能够有这样的不同。
Then again, I thought about what the Lord said about His coming.
于是又在想到主说他要再来。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
我们看看希伯来书第十二章。
These you will find in the last verses of that book, namely 26 to 29.
希伯来书第十二章最后几节。
26 to 29.
二十六到二十九。
Let me read it to you. Those voices then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, "Yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven." And this word, "yet once more," signifies the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things.That are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us embrace, but which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire.
当时他的声音震动了地，但如今他应许说，再一次，我不单要震动地，还要震动天。这再一次的话是指明被震动的就是受造之物都要挪去使那不被震动的长存所以我们既得了不能震动的国就当感恩照神所喜悦的用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神因为我们的神乃是烈火
You know, in the Old Testament, in the book of Haggai,
因为这是在旧约哈该书上面的
The Lord says he shall shake the heaven and earth, the nations.
因为他说再一次我要震动各国
You know, these days I'm engaged in a performance.
这两天我被邀请去参加一个表演。
I guess by this time you should know because I already made the announcement in the bulletin.
因为我在这个我们的节目单上我已经在那里报告。
They invited me to sing in the performance of Messiah.
他们邀请我去参加唱那个弥赛亚。
And the solo part I was about to do, one of them is about shaking.
而在这个男低音的独唱里面有一段就是讲到这一个震动
I guess many of you know the song of oratorio of Messiah.
所以我相信这在座一定有很多很对弥赛亚很熟的。
You know, the place where you say, and I will shake. I guess I wake everybody up, huh?
原来里面有一段他讲的这样震动。
That was from Haggai.
因为那是从哈该书里面的。
And the Lord will shake.
因为在那里神要震动
He will shake.
他要震动
He will shake the heaven and earth.
他要震动天与地
So that all that is shakeable, shaken, will be shaken.
所以那些能够凡能被震动的都要挪去
And that which is unshakeable will remain.
而那些不能被震动的才要留下来
What we have here is shakeable, very shakeable.
我们在这里的很多事情是非常非常容易震动
It is already proven.
因为已经在那里已经得到证明
But there shall be a kingdom that is not shakeable.
但是那里有一个天，新天新地是没有办法震动得了的。
And God Himself shall be the righteousness and dwell in it.
而神自己要成为其中的公义，在那里，他要在那里永存。
And those of us who believe in Him shall all be there.
而那些所有一切信他的人都要在那里面。
We shall inherit that unshakeable kingdom.
我们要来得到这样子一个不能震动的国。
You know, last night I met a pastor friend.
昨天晚上我碰到一位传道人。
Well, in the casual conversation, he told me what he heard from San Francisco, his friend.
他跟我讲，他从他的在三藩市的一个朋友那里听到。
He said, you know, brother, interesting things happen.
他说，你知道吗？有很奇妙的一件事情。
He said, I heard the reports from San Francisco Chinese churches.
他说，我听到在三藩市那些中国教会。
Of course, I guess that could be true for English churches too.
我相信在美国的说英文的教会里头也是一样。
He said the report came to me that there are more Sunday attendances.
他说你知道吗？那边有人告诉我，那时候主日开始有更多的人去参加聚会。
Right after the earthquake.
就在地震之后。
Many Christians came.
很多的基督徒都回来。
I guess they were from the big comfortable shelf, and the Lord just shook them up a little bit.
也许他们本来是在那很温暖很安全的一个窝里头主把他们都摇出来了
just from some decoration on the bookshelf that was shaken down to the ground
就像那些在这个书架上面很漂亮的装饰品这时候通通都要摇下来
and there are some non-believers begin to seek the Lord
而那些有很多不认识的人这个时候要来追求主
I guess there are an equal amount of possibility or probability that they seek other gods
我相信他们也在那个时候同时也有人去追求别的神
Maybe there's a certain percentage.
也许有一些比有有几有有一些人。
But dear and brother and sister, if we believe what we believe truly,
但是弟兄姊妹，若是我们相信我们所相信的
，we should change that percentage.
我们要改变那样子的比例。
We cannot say we cannot convince everybody to believe in Jesus.
我们没有办法能够说服每一个人来信主。
But it is His will that gospel shall be heard to all.
但实际上是神的旨意，要让福音传给每一个人。
Those who will come to seek the Lord.Jesus, Jehovah, the true God.
当那些来寻求耶和华这真神耶稣的人
，are those who somehow are influenced by us Christians.
那些人其实都是曾经被基督徒影响过的。
And we have a responsibility.
所以我们有一个责任。
Dear brother and sister, is the earthquake enough to shake you up?
弟兄姊妹们，是不是这个地震能够是足够把你摇晃震撼呢
？Like those Christians in San Francisco.
像那些在三藩市的基督徒。
They told this pastor friend of mine, they come with a different attitude.
他说他我这个朋友告诉我说这回他们来教会的时候是他这个心态不一样了。
Well, brother and sister, are we going to sit here until the big one comes?
我们是不是就这样在那等这个大地震再来到呢
？Everybody knows that the LA will have another earthquake.
每个人都知道我们在等待另外一个更大的。
It is only the magnitude we don't know.
只是它到底有多大我们还不知道。
And the time we don't know.
而这时间我们不知道。
But dear brother and sister, are we going to wait till then?
我们是不是要等到那个时候呢
？To shape up，
才振作起来呢
？Or are we going to take seriously？
还是我们这时候我们就要很谨慎
？The gospel that we truly believe，
而对我们所信的是福音，要再一次很严肃的看一看。
I'm ready to take a stronger stand
我。我愿意要站一个更强壮、更强的立场。
I will preach the gospel every Sunday.
我愿意在每一个主日我都来讲福音。
Although I haven't been doing this for a long time.
虽然我们很久没有这样子。
But I trust because of the true work of the Holy Spirit, you and I are disturbed.
但是我相信，的确是圣灵在我们中间的感动，我们 我们都受到这样子的搅动。
We want you to, I want you to, we want everybody's cooperation.
我们希望每一个弟兄姊妹们都这样子合作。
Pray for your friend.
为你的朋友祷告。
Bring them in.
把他们带到教会。
Tell them the story of Jesus.
告诉他们耶稣的事。
Give them the gospel.
将福音给他们。
Show them we truly believe him.
告诉他们我们实在是真正相信我们的主。
That we as a church love one another and had a responsibility to share the gospel.
而在教会里面我们实在是彼此相爱，而且我们要把这样的福音传给他们。
Before I close, I'd like to sing one song to you.
在我结束之前，我要为各位唱一首诗歌。
It's found in hymn book number 12.
在第十二，是我们的诗歌本第十二首。
I had only a very short time to rehearse with Angela.
我没有什么时间先预备。
But she is very, very smart.
我们的姊妹，弹琴的姊妹非常的聪明。
And I understand that the anointing of the Lord is with her.
我也相信圣灵的恩膏也在她身上。
But whether I sing it properly or not,
我不管我唱得好坏,
I'd like you to pay attention to the words.
我希望你们能够对这里所说的这个字特别的注意。
And please no applause after I sing.
也求你们不要拍手，唱完之后。
Because right after I'm going to give an altar call.
因为唱完之后，我要在这里呼召。
You already know what is a sinner's prayer.
大家大概都知道一个罪人的祷告。
I just want to concentrate on those who have never received from Christ, of Christ before.
我只是想专门，这个是专门对那些还从来没有接受过主的人。
Or you have not made a public stand for the Lord.
或者你没有在众人面前来这样子承认你是基督徒。
And I'm speaking for those who are now being disturbed by the Holy Spirit.
我现在是对那些就在这个时刻心里被圣灵所感动的。
I guess the altar call doesn't wait till after I sing the song.
我相信这个台上的呼召并不是要等到完全我唱完这首歌之后。
The minute you hear the gospel, hear the message, the Lord is already working in you.
当你听到这样的话，听到这样子，神已经在你心里面说话。
I want to know how many of you really felt the impact of the earthquake and changed your life of the meaning of being a Christian.
我要那些听到这样被这个地震而所震撼，而愿意再重新看一看做基督徒是什么样的意义。
After I sing the song, I'd like you, those of you who are in one heart with me, raise your hand.
我相信在我唱完这些诗歌之后，那些我们这样一起同心的人，有这样的感动的人，一起我们将手举起来。
Those of you who want to receive Christ, raise both hands.
若是那些想要你要接受主的，请你把两个手都举起来。
And we shall pray.
然后我们一起祷告。